Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, man, it's Block Talk with the big homie DJ Montana, the people champ, the street's favorite host, and I got a special guest in the building right now with me, man. Scully, what's good?
Yo, what's good, my boy?
Ain't nothing much, man. Trying to see what you got going on. You know you out here in the streets, bud, one of the street's hottest.
Yeah, man. We're trying to get this thing in shape, man.
All right, so where you coming from?
Shit, from Anderson, South Carolina, man.
That's where you from?
Yeah.
Born and raised?
Man, like I was born in South Carolina, but when I was like 6 years old, I moved to like Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
For like 6 years. Then I came back down here, and I've been like here ever since.
So okay.
That's why I'm at with it, man.
You feel me? Getting it out the mud, right from here.
All the way out the mud, man.
All right, so who is Scully for the people that don't know?
I don't even know how to explain myself, man.
Come on, you got to give me a little something.
I'm me, man. I'm a humble cat. You feel me?
Hey, right.
Like, straight up, like, I don't know, man. Like, I can't really speak on me, but I can say where the name came from, though.
Tell me that, then.
Okay. I got a partner named Yuck, and on some street shit, like when we were growing up, that's where my name came from. You feel
okay.
me?
Okay.
Because of what I had going on in the streets. You feel me? Like,
okay.
That's where my name came from. But like, I wore like a Scully cap, winter, spring, summer, fall. You feel me?
Just always.
Yeah, and like he. Me and him was like walking to the store one day, and he was just telling me like, "Hey, bro, I done came up with a name for you, bro." I was like, "What is it?" He was like, "We gonna have to fight for it though. We gonna have to shoot around one of your partners or something. You know what I'm saying? For you to get the name. You know what I'm saying?
But, yeah,
like got a name for you. You know what I'm saying? It's originally Scully Kid, but
okay.
But nobody is like a kid.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
For life, you feel me?
Like you grow out of
I
that.
I got the name when I was like 15. You feel me? I'm like 26 now. You feel
and
me?
You kind of just dropped the kid part. That's just
drop
like.
The kid, you know what I'm saying? I'm Scully, you feel
me? Yeah, just like with Jeezy, young Jeezy, Wayne, Lil Wayne, same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so man, it really seemed like to me you just popped up out of nowhere and just took over the upstate era. Do you kind of feel like you did the same thing? Like, you know, you jumped in the game and all eyes was on you.
Yeah. I'm going to say it came from my little brother. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, when I got back down here when I was like 11, 12 years old.
Yeah.
I like grew up on the east side of like Anderson, so I had like my little homies all running around with. Mm-hmm. We used to go to the studio back then, you feel me? And I used to get the same feedback back then, like bro, I'm hard, you feel me? But I just was like, nah, we ain't never gonna like try to go nowhere with it, you feel me? I'm saying we're really just recording music to hear ourselves rap, you
just
feel me? To tell
it,
each other how hard
it.
We is, yeah, you feel me? So it wasn't nothing I went with, but then as me and my little brother Jules started kicking it, he started wanting to rap. He was like, bro, I'm gonna take it serious this time, cause like he been doing it for a long time, but he started taking it serious. And when I seen he was going to start taking it serious, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do whatever to be behind him with
right
you feel
there
me?
With
like, yeah, couldn't wait to see him shine, you feel me?
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? Shit went sideways, and the torch kind of got, like, passed to me. But, like I said, I had a name before I started rapping, you feel me? Like, with people who, like, knew me in the streets, you feel me? Like, I had a name before then.
Yeah.
So, when I started rapping, and I guess when they, like, started hearing what I'm rapping about, they, like, gravitated towards it because they knew I wasn't lying about it, you feel me?
Yeah, you really out here in the streets,
man,
you really
you
doing this.
Yes.
And it like, kind of just carried on.
Yeah, man, and like, it went from there. So, like, the ones who, like, really, like, messed with me, like, they knew everything that I was saying and what I was going through was what I was really, like, rapping about, you feel me? So,
and the thing really is, man, that's really how a lot of artists take off so quick because they rapping or singing about stuff that people can relate to. And when people hear it, they know, damn, but I can tell he really doing this. He really talking about what he living.
Yeah.
So that's what make people, you know, gravitate towards you more. People, they stick to you better. So I definitely salute you for that, man.
Yeah. Hey, and let me clear this up. Don't get the street talk. When I say from the street, like, don't get the street talk. Like, I'm just out here killing people and all that. Like, nah, bro, I was a hustler.
Yeah.
But I wasn't no hoe either, though. You feel me?
Like, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Excuse my language on the radio, but like you just wasn't going to just do anything to me. You feel me? When it was time to goddamn get down, like, we going to get down. You feel me? But I was a hustler. I wasn't out here killing people and shooting people and all that. Like,
okay, so let me ask you this, man.
Talk to me.
You know, I follow you on Facebook, and like I was saying, it seemed like you just came out of nowhere, took over.
Yeah.
And a lot of people paying attention to you, a lot of ladies paying attention to you.
Yeah.
Are you single?
It's complicated.
Ah.
and like I was just saying
situationships.
In the last, Yeah. Yeah, because like.
Got you.
Because like me and her couldn't really like be together.
Yeah.
But we was doing our thing, you feel yeah. me? Like Moneybagg say, he don't know what to call it. Like, I don't know what to say about me and her. And like honestly, we just fell out like last night real mm-hmm. bad, you feel me? So at the moment, yeah, I'm single, you
look,
feel me?
But, look, Scully coming with the real, man. Yeah, but can't
like,
do
like,
that
I promise, bro, like literally last night, not even 24 12, hours ago, no, say not even 12 hours ago, hours you feel ago. Me? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We just like fell out like last night. You
boy, talk like, about, look, right now I'm single.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm at with it right now, you feel me? Like, that's just what's going on, man.
So should the ladies, you know, shoot they shot or?
That, you know, they always do, but like, I was just not having to talk with one of my homies up here in the Ville. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He was really just saying like how he like to communicate. You
yeah.
feel me? Like,
yeah.
And I feel like that's the same type of dude I am. You yeah. feel me? Like girls can like reach out to me and like talk to me about their problems, and I'd be the same dude to like hit them back and like give them advice on it. You feel me?
Cause you so humble, yeah. you just like to yeah, communicate.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like everything ain't gotta be about sex, man. You feel me?
It like, ain't. Like
sometimes people really got real problems, and sometimes females just want a dude they can talk to. You feel me?
Right.
And might have a whole dude on the side. You feel me?
And but they still just want somebody
yeah,
to talk to.
I'm just here for that conversation. You feel me? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We don't cross them boundaries. You feel me?
Like, keeping up. It real.
Yeah, man. Like real, man.
So when you're not recording, what's some things that you like to do? How do you occupy your time?
I can't speak on it, bro.
Oh, you can't?
I can't.
Okay. I can't. We gonna keep.
But I will say, I be working.
Hey, you supposed to. Yeah, that's man. The only way you eat.
I be working.
You don't work, you don't eat.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We looking for the next gig. We looking for the next, you know what I'm saying, way to promote what we got going on with the music. You feel me? So that's just what's going on, man.
So talking about your music, man, tell me about Big Scully.
Big Scully. I actually got the name from one of my partners out of Anderson. Like, I didn't have a mixtape name for my second mixtape. Like, I came out with It's On Me Now. Mm-hmm. But then I didn't want to, like, just come out with another, like, It's On Me Now, too. Like,
yeah.
I wanted to turn up a little bit because, like, I feel like It's On Me Now was, like, more of, like, a real project. Like, mm-hmm. like it was real. You know what I'm saying?
It was like, heart-touching,
you feel me? You know what I'm saying? It had a couple songs on it that, like, turned up with you, but the majority of the project was, like, real. But I gave them that side of me. Uh-oh. Well, never mind. I didn't call them. I thought I finna burp. But I gave them that side of me, you know what I'm saying? The hurt, the pain, all that little shit, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, on that side, on that project. But when I came with Big Scully, like, I had a homie. Man, he would just come in on Facebook one day. He was like Big Scully. You feel me? And I was like, boy, I like that.
Right.
I like that. Boy, I'm stick with that. You yeah. feel me? Because I was trying to come up with different names, but everything was just so complicated. So I was sitting in the car with bro one day, and I told him, like, bro, I'm just going to let it come to me. And me and my homie was, like, just going back and forth, just talking shit to each mm-hmm. other on Facebook. He was like, all right, Big Scully. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna run with that one. You know what I'm saying? And like the majority of the songs, like, I'm gonna turn up on them. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give you the turned up side of me. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna talk that little shit to you. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm still gonna
turn
Scully.
Up. Yeah, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? We gonna turn up a little bit on right. this. You know what I'm saying? That last one was like real heartfelt. You feel me? Because that was my first project. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
It was time to come with it this
time.
Yeah,
man, that's really where it come from, man. You feel me? People look at it like, oh, he just saying that because he feel like he got all this money and he doing all this big shit. Like, nah, bro. It's really just come from. My partner got damn passing it to me, you yeah. feel me? Like, yeah, we trying to do everything big, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Who ain't trying to do nothing big? Like, straight
we
up.
We all is.
Yeah, man. Like, so, real talk. So,
what song off the mixtape do you feel like is getting the biggest reaction right now?
Already. Like, I can say Dark Room because Dark Room hit 100K, you feel mm-hmm. me? But I feel like I already was, like, the one that really, like, put the Big Scully out there, you feel me?
Okay.
Dark Room was already on It's On Me Now, my first mixtape, you feel me? But it was a bonus track on the next tape just to get the views to continue to go.
Yeah.
Like, they can go search and find this video, you feel yeah. me? But when I dropped Already, man, it was just something about Already that, like, everybody was, like, messing with, you feel me?
So and tell then, me about that one.
Well, Already?
Yeah.
Shit,
who
Already.
Who produced it? How'd you come up with it?
Man, Ric Flair. Rick, man, listen.
That's who did the majority of Big Scully,
man,
right?
Yes, man, okay. Yes. Listen, I got to shout out my boy, man, you feel me? Joe Gutter got there, Taylor Johns, all them, man, you feel me, bro? Beetlejuice, man, bro. They got the sickest team, man. You feel me? Those are my personal beat makers. You feel me? If I ever need anything, I'd just be like, hey, bro.
Go under there.
Bro, I need a bag. You feel me? He gonna send me about 6, 7, 8 beats. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I get to pick from them. You feel me? But, man, it's all love with them boys, man. Ric Flair beats, man. They the sickest, man. Like, real talk.
That's
man,
what I like,
and they
man.
Always trying to work, man.
When I listen to Big Scully and then I listen to you flow on it, I'm just like, damn, bro. These beats are so perfect
yeah,
for
man.
Him.
It's, man, that's the same thing I told them, though. It's like they know my sound. Mm-hmm. They know my sound, so they know to what, like, send me, you feel me? And I try to, like, work with other producers and stuff, but, bro, y'all just not touching
that's
me
your
the way.
Sound.
Yeah, y'all saying y'all ain't touching me, how home touching me, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, straight up, so I just keep on going with who, you know what I'm saying, with who I've been going with, you feel me, the home team. I got my team, you feel me, my producer, my Altoon engineer, you feel me, I'm saying, I got my engineer, I got my team, you feel me, like, I don't really need too much, you feel me.
That's just all, like, man.
My team, my engineer, my beat maker, you feel me, in the studio, and that's it, good. We good, you feel me.
That's just like, a couple weeks ago, I was down at Bootsy listening party for Boopop, and he was just telling me, man, this whole album, or he was just telling everybody, this whole album is in-house produced. He was like, there's nobody like your in-house producer, because they know your sound, they know what what your music needs. They gonna give you that sound that, you know, you just gonna go in.
That's true, bro. I swear, that's true.
All right, so my favorite song off Bit Scully is that Stop Capping.
Oh, man.
That's my favorite one, but.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, man. Like, that's the only reason why I say already is getting, like, the most feedback off of that one. You feel me? Like, Stop Capping is my favorite song.
I'm telling you, bro. Really? That's the one.
Like, real talk. I told you, Stop Capping is that thing, man. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? We got a video coming today real soon, man. You feel me? Yeah, but. I swear, bro, Stop Capping was my favorite one on that tape, bro. But the only reason I said the already is because that's the song that, like, introduced the mixtape. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So if it wasn't for already, like, y'all probably wouldn't even know nothing else. You feel me?
That's true, though.
Y'all wouldn't even know what's going on. You feel me? But, man.
That's Stop Capping, though.
Stop Capping my favorite one, though, man. We on the whole other wave with it.
Right. And the thing is, man, like, what you spitting about is so real. And then it's just like, you know, around here, but in the upstate, everybody capping.
Yeah, man.
So everybody can relate with it. Like, come on, bro. Stop capping. Yeah, man. Come on. We on a whole nother wave with it now. Stop capping.
Man, you feel me? Stop all that ball capping, man. You feel me? Be honest with yourself.
Hey, for real, though. So what made you start rapping? I know you kind of touched on that a little bit, but what just really made you say, bro, I'm finna do this serious. It's my turn.
First and foremost, you know what I'm saying? My little brother drew money, but, like, who made me, like, actually, like, start, like, going in the studio and pushing me.
Mm-hmm.
Was my manager, Kills, you feel me? Kills and Malio, you know what I'm saying? Malio, okay. Malio and him was the ones who was like, telling me, like, bro, it's on you now, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's really where it came from, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? My first title, they were like, bro, it's on you now, you know what I'm saying? Bro, what you gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I debated on it like a whole year, like, yeah, I recorded a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I dropped a few songs here and there, but I still wasn't sure if that was the route that I, like, wanted to take, you feel me? Because it was never, like, my dream to do that, you feel me? I just wanted to be behind my little brother because he was doing something positive, you feel me? And things went left, you feel me? So I like, took it from there, you feel me? And, like, as I, like, kept on going, like, through that whole year, I did Who Really Ain't Got No Feelings with Malio.
Okay.
And that was really, like, initially, like, my first mixtape, you feel me?
Yeah.
But it was, like, a joint project with Malio. And, like, the process of that's when I got to, like, working on my craft, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find my sound, you feel me? Because I got like, comments, people saying, like, I sound like Kevin Gates and I sound like this person and that person, you feel me? Like, I always sounded like somebody, you feel me? Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, Gates was, like, somebody that, like, inspired me to rap, you feel me? Because I heard him and I'm like, bro, he talking about my life.
Yeah.
You feel me? So when I came in rapping, I'm like, bro, I'm gonna come in like Gates. I'm gonna come in talking that raw shit. Yeah. Everything I talk about gonna be raw, you feel me? Like, straight up. So that's really where that came from. But it really was, like, my little brother Jug, Kills, and Malio.
Okay.
And like, yeah, my family was all on my back about it too, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody
carried
was on me
torch
about it, but to actually get me in the studio and all that go to, like, Kills and Malio, you feel me? But everything originated from my little brother Jules Money, though, because that's what he wanted to, like, you know what I'm saying? That's what he wanted to do. And with him passing, like, and another thing that really, like, made me have to start doing it, that made me want to start doing it, is because the same day that he died, like, 30 minutes, no more than 45 minutes. Jug came in the door while I was laying on the couch, and me and him sat back there at the table at my aunt's house, and we smoked. We sat back there and smoked and just talked, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Kept on talking and kept on talking about the rapping. But he just came in the door, like, real fast, like, bro, get your ass up. I'm like, shit, what's up, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about fast as hell, but see, he was glowing too, though. He had a glow to him. You know what I'm saying? It was scary, but
it kind of caught y'all glow.
Yeah, like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? But he just came in, bro. We got to start rapping, bro. We got to get you some more music, bro. Motherfuckers, somebody paying us $500 a show. Mm-hmm. He was like, I told him, you got all this music and you ain't got shit but goddamn three bitches and me. with me, you feel me? He's like, bro, we got to get you some songs. Get your ass over and go back to the
Let's
table.
Let's go work.
And we finna smoke, you feel me? So that's when we started, you know what I'm saying, like, going and talking, you know what I'm saying? We back there talking and smoking, mm-hmm. you feel me? I got high, laid on the couch. He left out the door. Hey, bro, I'm going to see you later. I'm finna go to my mama's house and get some goodie powder for my teeth, because, you know what I'm saying, his tooth was aching.
Okay.
You feel me? I was like, all right, bro, goddamn, I'm going to goddamn holler at you goddamn late on. He was like, all right, bet, bro. He left. 30 minutes. I got a phone call from from my brother in Atlanta. I got a phone call from my brother in Atlanta. And I might tear up, bro, because it gets to me every time I talk about this shit, you feel me? But I got a phone call from my brother in Atlanta. And he was telling me that Jewel had just got shot, you feel me? And I was trying to tell him, like, nah, bro, like, you bullshitting, bro. Like bro, Jewel just left, bro, like 30 minutes ago, bro, quit playing with me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, bro, I'm serious, bro. Bro just got shot. I'm like, bro, Jewel just left me, bro. Like, no, he didn't, bro. Like, straight up, I hung up on him.
Yeah.
I called his phone. My partner on the south, LJ. LJ picked up the phone. He was like, hey, bro, meet us at the hospital, bro. Jug and Cujo just got shot, bro. I'm like, bro, this shit real, bro. He was like, yeah, bro. He was like, bro, they just got shot, bro. They on the way to the hospital. No. I'm like, all right, bet, bro. I caught a ride with my homie Raheem to the hospital. And I just seen like everybody was outside, bro. Like, it was real, bro. Like, bro, it was real, bro. Like it really happened, you feel me? Like, I saw enemies. I saw homeboys from back in the day. I saw new homeboys, family, people I don't know, people that just love him. You feel me? Like, everybody was just out there, bro. Like, it was real. And I was inside the hospital, bro. And they hadn't got on the news. It was on the news. They were saying that one died and one made it. I'm like, nah, you know what I'm saying? But, like, everybody was thinking it was Cujo because he had got hit the most. You know what I'm saying? Cujo got hit, I think like four or five times, you feel me? It might be more than that. My fault, cool, you know what I'm saying, if you catch this, bro, but I think it was like 4 or 5 times, though, man, but Jug only got hit one time, you feel me? But it punctured his lung and made him bleed out, you feel me? So, like, I guess that's when the doctor, like, came out, and my Uncle Ole was like, man, I ain't finna sit in here and listen to them tell me my son dead, like, I already know he is.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, you don't know that, man. That man came out there, and I'm like, man, he ain't make it. Man, bro, them was the most... Hold up, bro. Let me catch myself, bro. Like, bro, that was the most. Them words right there, bro. They did it for me, bro. Like, real talk, bro. They did it for me, man.
So now that you got the torch, you carrying on what Jude wanted to do. What's next for you, big homie?
Shit, man. We taking off this year, man.
You got to deliver. You got to come through. Jude Money Entertainment.
Jude Money Entertainment, bro. But I swear, bro. We taking off this year, man. I sat around last year, bro. I got real life problems, you feel me? And like, I sat around my whole last year, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I was doing videos, doing shows and shit, yeah, but bro, I got real life things that's going on in my life that like hold me back from doing things, bro, you feel me? And my goals right now is to get that handled so I can really do what I really want to do with this music, bro.
Really take off with it.
Yeah, bro. So this year I'm not gonna play with him, you feel me? I'm not finna drop one mixtape this year or none of that, you feel me? I'm finna at least try to drop like 3-4, you feel me, this year.
You're hitting them back to back.
Yeah, you feel me? But I don't wanna feel like I'm just supplying too much music, you feel me? Like, I wanna give them time to like get to know their favorite song, what their favorite song is, you feel me? But
and that's key though. You gotta understand what the people want and then deliver with that. Yeah. And that's really gonna help elevate it. Cause you don't wanna oversaturate.
Yeah.
You don't wanna deliver too much.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, Wayne did it and it actually helped Wayne, but you gotta see if that's gonna work for you. It may work for you, you never know.
That's what I'm saying though, but like, I don't feel like these like the same days like back then, you feel me? Wayne, you know what I'm saying? When Wayne was doing that, you feel me? Like people be giving backlash to Gucci Man for dropping so much music at one time.
Right.
But like he working though, you feel me?
Yeah.
So why I'ma hold it? I'ma let y'all hear it, you feel
right.
me? Like, you can ask my manager them, man. Like every time I drop something, I be ready to put it out. But I feel like I be like, nah, I'ma wait. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna throw out little snippets here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like with my third mixtape that I'm finna drop, everybody like expecting like a Big Scully 2 times, you feel me? But that's just cause I'm on the internet throwing it out there trying to see if y'all gonna bite. But if y'all not gonna bite to it like that, then I'm not finna supply y'all with that, you feel me? Ain't no telling what my next mixtape gonna be called, you feel me? But just know it's on the way, you feel me? Like real talk.
Like
so
that.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just feeding them slowly, you feel me? But this year I really wanna pick up the pace though, you feel me?
Okay.
I wanna be able to drop a song every other week or every other 2 weeks, you feel me?
Yeah.
Drop a tape here, you know what I'm saying? Keep on going, do some features. Like I got another mixtape I'm coming out with my Sam brother, goddamn, Young Jones. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been knowing him from the dirt box, you feel me? Like, I got a mixtape called Fab Babies. I'm finna drop with him like this year too. You feel me? So hopefully everything, you know, go smooth, go well, man. You feel me?
So are you on the road any? You traveling state, man, state, city,
man,
city?
All last year, man, we was on that, man. You feel me? So
yeah.
We finna try to do it even bigger this year. You feel me?
That's all I'm about to say. That was last year. We ain't worried about that no more. Yeah, we building on.
Yeah, man, we need a bigger sprinter. You know what I'm saying? We need more fans. You feel me? More supporters. You feel me? And that's another thing, man. Like I done opened up for a whole lot of big artists, man. I never shook their hands. I never talked to them.
You ain't even worried about them?
Nah, none of that, bro. Cause like, I came for the crowd. The crowd that came to see me and the crowd that came to see you. Now, if I can get 5 or 10 people from your crowd that came to see you to just nod their head while I'm up there performing. I'm gonna mess with my former fans, you feel me? The ones that been there, you know what I'm saying? Cause they gonna turn up with me regardless. But if I can look back and I can see like a crowd standing still, but I can see like 5 or 6 heads, 10 heads.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? Like looking back, you know what I'm saying? Then I feel like I accomplished something. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, okay.
You done gained some new fans.
Yeah, maybe I didn't get the whole crowd, but if I can walk off the stage and I got 5, 10 people walking up to me, hey, bro, what was this song? What was that you just did, bro? Bro, what's your name, bro? Where you from, bro? You know what I'm saying? If I can get that reaction out of you, that's all I need.
That's real good. Because
I'm going to give you your answer to that, and I need you to go home and eat it up and feed the next man. You know,
that's
you know
all I'm about to say. Yeah, they going to pass that on.
Yeah, you know
what
I'm saying?
Keep moving.
Yeah, so that's just what it is, man. You feel me? Like, that's what's going on, man. Like, real talking, we ain't slowing down, man. February the 9th, I will be in Club Maze in Spartanburg. You feel me?
Oh, yeah,
like,
you doing that talk, with me.
Opening up for, you know what I'm saying, Young Nudie, man. You feel me?
You already know, man. We finna turn up.
Yeah, man, we going down there to cut up.
Have you ever been down there?
I don't think so, bro. I don't think I ever been to Club Maze, man. But I put up a status on Facebook, man, and I got some feedback.
Talking about, I saw one where you was like, man, I don't even know if I got any fans in Spartanburg.
Yeah, cause bro, I really don't be knowing, man. I go do a show, bro, in another part of South Carolina, and everybody be like, bro, you got the upstate, you got such and such behind me. But then I get to the other parts of South Carolina, I be like, man, like, no, I don't, not yet. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like yeah, maybe I got like a person here, a person there that's like up there listening, yeah, but I don't got everybody yet, you feel me? And I'm trying to go for like everybody, man. You feel me?
It's gonna be hard to get everybody now.
Yeah. See, I'm cool with that though. That's just like people that like give me the bad feedback on my songs. You feel me? Like maybe you just didn't like that song. So I ain't got too much to say to you about that. You feel me? Like maybe you don't like that song, but maybe the next song I come out with, maybe it'll catch your attention. Maybe you might like that one. You feel me? But all bad criticism, good criticism, all that, man. Like I need it all, man. Yeah. Like, I done had so many people just reaching out to me, giving me their honest opinion on, like, my last few songs I done dropped. Like, I love that shit, though. Yeah. You feel me? Like, talk to me. Tell me what I missed on. You know what I'm saying? Tell me what I'm missing out on. Let me know, like, what's going on, man. Like, straight up, bro. Like, for real, bro. Because I be wanting to know. Because, like, in my head, I be like, yeah, it's hard, but did I say this too fast?
Yeah.
Did I rap that too fast? Did I not go hard enough? You feel me? Like,
getting that feedback, but it's going to help you. Like, it helps you perfect your craft.
Yes.
I don't understand how people don't like constructive criticism or just criticism at all. Like, bro, take that, because these are the people that's listening to you. These are the people that's going to buy your music. Yeah. So like, you need to hear what they got to say.
Man. Hey, and shout out to the fans. Man, I'm telling you, bro. Shout out to the fans, man. The fans is the one that really make that thing pop for me.
I'm telling you,
my little bro passed me the torch for sure. You feel me? But, bro,
look, that's what caught my attention. But for one, your music was hot as hell. Then two, just so many people in the city, in the area, the state was just talking about you.
But no, man, I'm actually starting to get like the same love I got like in Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to get like that love like out in like Greenville now,
bro. I'm here in Greenville. I'm telling you, bro. You would think Scully is from Greenville as much love as you get.
They gave me a key, like I wasn't in the club, but like I got like a plaque with a key.
Key to the city.
Yeah, bro.
I got one last year.
See, I ain't even know that happened. You feel me? But you know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, well, shit, that right there was me. I mean,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Something to somebody agree, man. You feel me? Like, straight
only 5, 6 some people in the city getting it. That mean you working.
Yes, man. I'm coming. I'm coming for the city though, man. Like real talk, man. I got some partners out here that rap too though, man. Hampton Ave, you know what I'm saying? He went on, man. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with Hampton long way, you feel me? Trench life, you feel me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Honestly, I ain't never got to like actually kick it with him, you feel me? But I met him as like an individual, you know what I'm saying? Just standing outside of the club, you feel me?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Just working. That's what I'm saying. He was out there working, bro. Cause when I, you know what I'm saying, when I finally met up with him, he approached me, you know what I'm saying, talking to me about my music, but he was like, shit, I can rap too, nigga. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit. Like, it wasn't nothing sugar coated or nothing. Like I can rap too, nigga. Like, straight up.
And the thing is, Hemp, but he got a big fan base out here too.
I know.
A lot of people rocking with him.
But see, it was me seeing him out there passing out his CDs and actually getting on his grind and made me like, I'm gonna actually check him out.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't nothing I'm finna just like sit to the side. You know what I'm saying? When I get home, I'm gonna check it out. I'm gonna download it on Spin Real Audit. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go post it up and all. You feel me?
Now, that's what I really respect about artists, man. Just really seeing them out there in the streets passing out CDs.
Because
they not letting the internet just control them, control how their music get put out there. Because you still got to hit these streets. Yeah. The internet don't reach everybody.
The streets, man. Like,
the internet do not reach everybody.
Yes, like real talk. I'm gonna tell you like this, man. That's why I don't promote the same stuff for too much. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like I can put up a post. If I just drop some, I'm gonna promote it that following week hard. You feel me? And later on, like, I'm gonna share it if somebody else put it up, and I'm gonna keep on like sharing it and let people know that it's out. Yeah, but I'm not finna keep on putting up the same post 24/7. You feel me? When I know these same 5,000 followers on my Facebook, plus the ones that like follow me on there, they're gonna be the only ones that's gonna see it over and over and over. And people will wonder like, well, this one did this and this one did that. Like, the only reason your likes and stuff going down on it is because you keep putting up the same post. Yeah.
Yep.
Like, okay, these people done saw it. Next people ain't, you know what I'm saying, they ain't tripping on it. Like, they know what's going on. You feel me? So, yeah.
So, at that point, that's when you just need to, you know, really get out there in the streets, pass them out, get them on different blog sites, different
other sites. Oh, man, we doing it all, man. Like, real talk, we doing it all, bro. Like, real talk, we here. I'm to my different stage with it, you feel me, in malls, passing them out.
Got to, parking lots.
I finna say one time, somebody had a big show here at Luna. We didn't even go in. We just went to the parking lot. Set CDs on cars, passed them out to people that were like walking, Mexicans, white people, black people.
Mm-hmm. Anybody out there. Yeah, you're going to get this work, but.
Yeah, man, get this, man. Let me know, you know what I'm saying? If you don't like it, bro, slang it. You feel me? Like, you ain't got to mess with it, but put it in there, man. First song on there, man, going to get your attention through the whole thing. Right. Like, for real.
I'm telling you, that it caught mine, but I listen to it just on a regular basis. I might just be at work, like in the studio or whatever, just like, bro, I feel like hearing some Scully. Like, that's the mood I'm in right now. I'm going to throw that bit Scully on real quick and catch that vibe on a whole nother way with it.
I'm ready to let these folks hit a new store, though, man. Like, for real, man.
You don't know when it's coming yet?
Like look, I don't got wait no date to it, man. You
just
feel
wait
me?
On
like,
it.
Like, my thing is, bro, I be trying to build up my fan base, man, because, like, I actually look at my numbers and my streams on my, on, like, Spinrilla and all that.
Yeah.
I actually look at my streams and, like, my downloads, all that. Like all that matter to me, you feel me? So I don't want my next mixtape to do what my last one did. Mm-hmm. And I said the same thing about Big Scully. Like, I want a Big Scully. Like I had different, like, expectations for, like, Scully to do, you feel me? And it didn't do what I wanted it to do. And I don't know if it's because I rushed it or if I didn't wait long enough to, like, put out another project. But I had felt like I already been waiting, like, 7 months now, you feel me? So maybe it's time for another project, you feel me? So I went ahead and put it out. I went to the A and talked to Gambino, and Gambino was telling me, like, man, wait on it, you feel me? Keep on pushing your last mixtape, you feel me? But my thing is, man, the new music, it had me so excited, like, I was just ready to let them fall ahead, man. Because I'm like, bro, it's too hard. It's too hard. Like, straight up.
I can't just sit on it.
I don't even brag on my music, though. I don't even brag on my music. Like, I make my music for me. You feel me? I make my music for me, bro. You know what I'm saying? Only me to listen to, you feel me? Anybody else that want to listen to it, it's cool, you feel me? But I actually make my music for me, bro. So if you don't like it, that's why I'm not going to let your, like, criticism, like, get to me. Because I ain't making it for you to like, you feel me? But, you know what I'm saying, if you do like it, then shout out to you. You feel me?
Right.
If you don't, then that's cool too. Like, straight up, man. Like, bro, it'd be crazy, man.
I'm telling you, like, but once you really get to that point, boy, you really putting out hot music, hey, it's crazy.
Yeah, man. Like,
so,
real talk.
Let me ask you this, man. Just from an artist standpoint, from the upstate area, I've been seeing a lot of artists trying to figure out if they should charge, how much they should charge, when they should charge. What's your aspect on that? Like, are you charging for features yet?
Oh, yeah. I need, like, charging like $1,000 right now on a feature.
Okay.
$1,000 for the feature, $1,000 for the show.
Definitely worth it.
Yeah, but like I'm gonna tell you like this right here. Get a manager. Get a manager. You feel me? If you like, cause that's another thing, bro. Like with having a manager, bro. Like my mind ain't never been set on like these type of things. You feel me? To like know where to go and what to do and all that. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I get with my mans. You feel me? My mans know how to handle all that. You feel me? And I learn like on the way. Like, that's the thing, bro. Get you somebody who know, you know what I'm saying, who job that is to do that and let them do their job.
You already know the game.
Yeah, you feel me? You making it harder for yourself, bro, because you want to have this name out here. I'm doing this by myself type shit. You feel me? Like, man, bro.
Get somebody that let them handle that.
Get somebody
that's
with you, bro. Get you somebody that believe in you. You feel me? Like I got believers behind me, bro. I'm like, real talk. Like, I got real live believers behind me, man. Mm-hmm. Two of them standing behind you right now. My dog King Earl and my brother.
Talk about
Buddha.
Them guys right there.
Yeah, man. I swear. I got real live believers in me, man. Like, real talk, man.
I always said, bro, he got the right people behind him.
Yes.
Right people behind him.
And it's crazy because it started as two separate teams. You know what I'm saying? My boy was running 300 done. Hills was running YEA. You feel me? I'm the JME. You know what I'm saying? I'm JME. Dolo, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? I got my other little brothers that rap, you know what I'm saying, all that too, but they ain't really just jumped all the way on there yet, you feel me? So we gonna introduce them soon, you feel me?
Yeah.
It's coming, you feel me? But telling you, man, it was like everything was like separate and everything just came together like this was supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And that's how I look at it, man. Like, we were talking, everybody always asking me, like, bro, what about when you get with a big deal and a big label? I'm still going to have my team, bro.
I'm still going to have my team.
Because I'm going to be the same people who going to be getting the same phone calls, mm-hmm. all that, you know what I'm saying, about me. You feel me?
Yep.
Like, real talk. So what I'm going to lead them for?
Right.
You feel me? Like, bro, y'all be playing, man. Like, real talk, man. We ain't stressing about nothing over here, man. You feel me? Like, for real.
So when do you think independent artists should start charging for features?
When they come up with a buzz,
mm-hmm.
when they come up with a buzz and like they getting asked about, when people reaching out to you, you feel me? Not you reaching out to somebody to want to do a song with them. You feel me? Like, mm-hmm. when them people start reaching out to you back to back to back to back to back, you get to realizing like, man, like, bro, it's a lot of people wanting songs from me right
yeah.
now. You feel me? Like, that's when I holler at my manager like, hey, bro, we should not charge these people, bro. You feel me? It wasn't always a stack. You feel
mm-hmm.
me? One time it was 100, 250. You feel me?
As you progress,
300, yeah,
that price progress.
And as I kept going up and I felt like I was getting better with my music, I'm like, bro, I'm actually eating these man's like songs, man, mm-hmm. like straight up. So as I like kept on going, I'm like, yeah, I'm finna start going up on my prices.
Yeah.
You feel me? Then I messed around and touched like 500. I'm like, bro, I know if I can get 500 for
get a stack.
I know I can get a stack. But it's just like, I know if I can get a stack, I can get 5 G's.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So we just gonna keep on going, mm-hmm. you feel me? Because I don't see nothing happening but me getting better, bro, you feel me? And if you don't want to come with my money, bro, then don't bother to hit
right.
me up. You feel me?
Because I'm going to keep moving regardless.
Yeah, like,
I'm going to keep building.
Like, you hit me up and, you know what I'm saying, we can chat. You know what I'm saying? I can try to give you some advice on what you got going on and all that. You know what I'm saying? If you're trying to get your music to pop, you feel me? But, bro, if you're going to come with my mm-hmm. money, bro, I'm going to make sure I go hard on your song for you. You feel me? Like, real talk. And I'm going to promote it for you.
Yeah.
Like, real talk. That's another thing people don't do,
bro. That's
all
I'm about to say, yep.
Man, they will do a song with you and not say nothing about it. Mm-hmm. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? They just be sitting there.
So that's like, what set you apart right there.
Yeah, man. Like, real talk. I'm promoted like it's mine. You feel me? I might end up liking my verse so much that I'm going to promote it like it's my song. Like, straight up,
you
bro.
Supposed to, though.
Yeah, like, real talk. And that's how I handle that, though.
So who are some people in the upstate that you want to work with? Artist-wise, producer-wise, engineer, just... Or are you pretty much working with everybody you want to?
Yeah, like everybody I done, like, reached out with.
Mm-hmm.
We either got a project on the way coming, you feel me? Or we done talked about doing it, you mm-hmm. feel me? So
it's already on the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, so like, everybody, like I got Lil Mexico.
Yeah.
I got Lil Mexico from Great Court, you feel me?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
He the homie, you feel me? Me and him were talking in the club, you feel me? And then what I try to tell these other people, bro, like, bro, just scream at me, you feel
mm-hmm.
me? Like,
I ain't hard to reach.
Yeah, man.
Just get at me.
Yeah, bro, you can literally walk up to me and talk to me. Like, bro, people be scared to walk up to me and talk to me. Like, bro,
you bit Scully.
But bro, I'm not that dude, man. And people be putting me on this pedestal, bro. I swear, bro. I hate it. I ain't even gonna lie,
bro. I get the same thing. They be like, but you Montana, you yeah. MMG, you Bel Air, you Armadale, all bro, this and that. You on the radio. I'm like, bro, I'm still the same guy.
Hate it, bro.
I'm just chilling, bro. Like, come holla at me.
Man, it's cool. Like, bro, it's cool, but only to a certain extent, though, bro. Cause like, bro, I hate the famous word, bro. I went to Texas Roadhouse one time, bro, to go eat.
Mm-hmm.
Six people kept walking by me. I'm like, man, it's finna happen. You feel me?
Yeah.
I already know it's finna happen, but like, bro, I'm trying to eat. I'm chilling. I'm mm-hmm. eating, man. Why you want to come and bother me when I'm finna eat? You feel me? Like,
right,
bro, let
right.
me eat, and then we come can do all this.
Yeah.
But me trying to be the guy he told me to be, bro, you can't do everybody like that, bro. You can't just be mugging everybody. Because, like, bro, me just coming from where I come from.
Yeah.
A dude just walking up on me. I'm not
checking it. Yeah.
You feel me? Like, I'm not cool with that. You feel me? So, but I'm getting around in my head. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he just want to come up and talk to me. You feel me? So, but like, everybody, like, I approach him like aggressive kind of, you feel me?
Yeah.
I don't mean
it's just where you're coming
though.
From, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't mean nothing by it, though. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a cool cat, too.
Yeah.
You feel me? But I don't mean nothing by it, man. You feel me? But, bro, let me eat my food,
yeah.
man. You feel me? Like, real talk. If we finish, you know what I'm saying? If you want to take a picture and all that, bro, I'm cool with all that
yeah,
later
we can
on.
Do
you feel
it.
Me? But let me, like if I'm with a girl or something, bro, let me enjoy my mm-hmm. date with my girl, bro. That way when y'all walk off and I, you know what I'm saying, and I sit back down, I don't got to hit it. So this just going to happen every time we come out, like, it be love at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I'm
like, okay, these ain't nobody but my fans. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? My listeners, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they see me out, they want to holler at me. I just ran into two dudes at QT, bro. Gave him my number and all.
Yeah.
It was two little white dudes. You know what I'm saying? They were sitting in the car. When I walked by the car, they turned up the radio. All I heard was, I've been in the spot with the action. I'm like, okay. They were like, yeah, Scully. And I was like, yo, what's up, bro? He was like, man, what you got going on? Like, shit, finna go to this interview over in Greenville. I was like, shit, I'm gonna be in Clemson. He was like, yeah, we're gonna be out. Like, man, get my number, bro. When we come back, bro, I'm gonna scream at you. You know what I'm saying? When I get up here, we gonna kick it. We gonna put
working,
something in there.
Working.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, I like to interact with them, though. You feel me?
You got to, because that's gonna make them, they gonna love you for that, but they gonna be like, damn, but he's just a regular guy. Like, damn, I really rock with him.
Yeah.
So, like, what's your take on the indie scene here in the upstate?
Man, we sick, man.
You think so?
We sick, man. Yeah, like, bro, everybody make good music, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you
real
right.
Talk, man. Everybody make fine music, bro. The only thing you got to do, bro, is get that following behind you and feel you. Like, and the ones that got, like, the following behind them, I salute them, you feel me, because I know where they coming from, you feel me? Like you got to figure it out. You got to figure it out to get that following behind you, you feel me? I got little homies all the time that be calling me, bro, man, I need to get mine like you, bro. Like, like, bro, you don't got to get yours like me, bro. Just put it out there. Put it out there, bro. Before you know it, bro, somebody going to pay attention to it. And that person going to pay attention to it. And when they pay attention to it, they going to put somebody else on it. Yep. Like, bro, you got to get that following behind you, bro. But you got to have good music, too, though, bro. Like a lot of people think that just because they rap, that it's just going to take off.
Yeah.
Like, nah, bro, you got to make good music, bro. It got to sound good. Your beats got to sound good. You feel me? Like, all that, man. Like, bro.
Big beat selection is big.
Yes. Because you can have some fire bars. And if you put it on the wrong beat, it's going to be trash.
That's
going to be trash.
I had somebody ask me to check out their mixtape, and I was like, bro, your lyrics was fire, but I feel like a good bit of it, your beat selection was
beat
off.
Beat selection, yeah, man. Like, real talk. So
them beats is everything.
But, yeah, man, other than that, though, with the whole upstate with their music, man, everybody who I done, like listen to or done caught eye with, you feel me? Like, they hard, you feel me? And they got a following behind them, you feel me?
What do you feel like holding us back from being, you know, getting to that mainstream level? Because, like you said, it's definitely a lot of talent here.
Yeah, but see, we can't come together. And, like, I had this conversation with my partner, Cool, under status on Facebook, man. We can't come together. Like, yeah, everybody want to, but it's not going to happen. You feel me?
They just all talk.
Yeah, man, you feel me? But, like, I can't even say that. Like maybe they want to come together, but, bro, everybody want the number one spot. You feel me?
Very true. And, yeah.
And I get a lot of backlash about that. Bro. You the top, you this, you that, you feel me? Like, everybody put me in that number one spot, you feel me? But other people got their same favorite artists who they listen to in indie, and they put them in the number one spot, you feel me? But, like, bro, I'm telling you, man, it's because everybody want to be in that number one spot. Me, I just like to put the music out. I'm not screaming out, I'm the top dog. I'm the big dog. I'm the hottest, you know what I'm saying, running around here, all that, like. That is not me. Like, real talk, that is not me.
You just put out music, bro.
Yeah, bro. I put it out and let the fans talk, bro.
That's what you got to do. Let them talk for you.
Bro, the fans is the ones that put me on that pedestal, you feel me? Like, I don't ask for that. But people will get mad because they doing that for me.
And then what's crazy is when you get the haters coming at you, and you just like, bro, it's not even me. Like, they putting me at that number one. You can't be mad at me.
But, bro, that come with the rappers, though. Like, rappers, I was talking about, I ain't hating on no... Yeah, you is.
Bro, that come with the DJs, too.
Yes, I know. Like, real talk, bro. I be seeing it on Facebook all the time, too, bro. Like, real talk. DJs be going at it, all that. Like, real talk, bro. Everybody be wanting their spot, bro. You feel me? Play your cards, man.
Now I say, but you just got to play your cards.
Play your cards, man. Like, real talk, bro. Like, bro, everybody want that number one spot, bro. And that's why we can't come together, bro. You feel me? Like everybody feel like they trying to get used. You feel me? Like, bro, ain't no... It's not gonna work, bro. Ain't no unity, bro. You feel me? Like, bro, everybody wanna be in the number one spot. Either that or they got them hating on the next man success, you feel me?
Yeah.
Or whatever the next man getting out of it.
They just feel like they should be in that spot. Yes. That should be them.
Yes. Like, real talk, man. And I don't look at it like that. And they look at me and feel like I'm that person. Like, I'm that person that's making people say that about me. Like, no, bro. They listening to that music, bro.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they putting me in. I done been put second to people in the two, you feel me? But I done not even been on, like, the indie board before. But I'm not finna get mad about this.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, I'm finna keep on going.
Still
keep
doing,
on
what,
doing
I do.
What I'm doing. Yeah, man. Like, bro, that's not me, man. Like, real talk. And
at the end of the day, we all got the same 24 hours, bro.
Yes, man. Bro, everybody got the same 24 hours, bro. And it's crazy, bro, because half these cats working harder than me, bro. I swear to God, bro, these cats be in the studio 2, 3, 4 times a week, bro. But a lot of people just punch in, you feel me? Like, bro, I actually write my songs.
Yeah.
I write my songs.
You prep.
So, yeah,
preparation.
So I gotta have mine ready before I go in there with Altoon, you feel me? I don't only want to go in there playing, because if I just even get to messing up on, like, one song, if I keep on going back and forth on one song trying to get one part right, bro, I've been about lost my mind, bro. Like, straight
you
up.
You get frustrated, then it just don't come out the way you want it. You ain't as creative no more.
Yes. I'm talking about the whole vibe. I can be in the booth just going in. Then I just, yeah. Bro, I don't even want to do this song no more, bro. Let's go to another one. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, real talk, man.
Now, I said a lot of cats, they don't understand preparation is key for everything.
Yes. And Al Toon, I'm not finna just come in to like sit around. Like, bro, some people can like book studio time and they just go in there just to chill. Like,
want
to
smoke first?
Yeah, you feel me? Oh, no. See, that's another thing. I gotta smoke first because
every time I go into the studio.
Yeah, bro, every time I go into the studio, I feel like it's my first time. It's my first time, bro. My voice get the shaky. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'll shook a little bit. I get in there, you know what I'm saying? Get to talking the tune on like the beginning of the song, telling them, like, bro, I gotta get right quick. You feel me? Like, just hold on, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get it this time. You feel me? But man, I'm telling you, bro, every time though. Every time.
All right, so let's talk about this new song you just dropped with Lil Baby, With the Action. Yeah. Tell me about that, man.
Man, it was really my team, man. Mm. My team, like, bro, honestly, I don't like to do features.
For real?
Like, I don't. Like,
why is that?
I don't want to wait on no man, bro. You feel me? I don't want to have to wait on no man. I don't want a man to have to put something good or something bad on, like, one of my good songs. And then I got to act like I like it because.
Nah, true.
He my partner, you feel me?
True.
But I don't want to just hurt his feelings. Be like, nah, bro, that shit trash. You feel me? And. Then it started a whole like war between me and him, and that ain't like what I was trying to get out of it. But like giving your honest opinion, hurt somebody's feelings when they trying to get somewhere with that. You feel me? So when I like give my honest opinion to people, when I try to tell them about their music, I try to break it down to them like, bro, you like lacking like right here in this spot, or you know what I'm saying, bro, you didn't catch that right there, or you was too loud right there, like, or you need to switch your beat or anything. You feel me? Like, bro, you need to work some more. You know what I'm saying? Like. But I try my best not to just come out and be like, yeah, bro, that shit is just trash. Like, real talk.
He said he ain't trying to hurt nobody feel this.
Yeah, but see, honestly, though, I ain't never just came out and just told a dude, like, bro, it's trash. Mm. You feel me?
Because I feel like you never should. If you don't like it, tell them why you don't like it and then why, like, how they can fix it.
Yes.
That's what you got to do. Because I do that with every artist. I tell them what I don't like and how they can fix it.
Hey, man, a dude hit me up in my inbox today about the song with me and Lil Baby. Mm-hmm. And was like, hey, bro, you could have went hard on it. Like, real talk, you could have went harder on it. It ain't bad. You feel me? But you could have went harder on it though. Like, bro, you need to give the people what they want, bro. You still playing out here? Like, I'm talking to me like that. I'm like, see, that's what I love though.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like,
okay,
like,
let me get back.
I actually messaged them back in the message and told them like, boy, I love that shit. You feel me? Like, excuse my language. You feel me? But bro, I love that, bro. You feel me? Like, bro, you actually giving me your honest opinion on how you feel. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You ain't just up under my comments. Yeah, bro, this fire is hard. You feel me? Like, nah,
you ain't
bro,
them yes
you slapped up on that, bro. That ain't the Scully I was looking for. You feel me? Like, straight up. But we just went to the 8-0, man. You know what I'm saying? My team, you know what I'm saying? My people hit his people up. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Put it together. Went down there to the QC studio, man.
So what is that like being in one of those big A-Town studios, the QC studio?
Hey, bro, listen, bro. It's so player, bro, because when you put your location in, it's a Chick-fil-A location. You dig me?
For real?
Yes, bro. Yeah, bro, I'm talking about it's player, bro. Like, for real. Like, I'm talking about you go down there, and if you try to tell somebody where you at, try to send them your location, it's going to pop up Chick-fil-A. Like, straight up. So you ain't even going to know. Like, bro, you got to put in, like, little codes to get in the gate, to get through the next gate, to get inside the door. Like, man, bro, it's player, bro.
It ain't nothing like down here.
Yeah, bro, nothing like down here. You feel me? Like, real talk. And you know what I'm saying? We took tune down there with us then. You feel me? Yeah, man. Got to. I'm telling you, bro, because when I was inside the studio, bro, like, the engineers they use, bro, they wanted to, like they come in and do their job, but Al Toon know my sound, though, you feel me? And when I was in there, the dude who was, like, trying to get my sound together on, like, the thing, like, it wasn't sounding like me. It wasn't, like, it wasn't
see,
me.
See, the thing, I've never thought about that. Like, okay, yeah, you go to another city and get with another engineer and everything, but bring your own engineer because your engineer knows your sound.
Yes.
So they can kind of, you know, drop hints and tips or whatever to that engineer to help them get your sound.
But that's what he had said, though, when I was in there. He was like, we're going to try to find it one more time. He was like, we don't get it right, I'm going to let your mans get on here. And I was like, okay, well, hey, bro, just go ahead and let them get on that now. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So we can just go ahead and
waste no more time.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because Lil Baby had a show he had to get to. You feel me? So when I went up there, I really just recorded my hook. I ain't stack it or nothing, no ad libs, none of that. You know what I'm saying? I just went in there, recorded my verse, my hook, let Lil Baby get on there and do his thing. You know what I'm saying? And we was out of there. You feel me? But Lil Baby was a little cool cat, though. You know what I'm saying? Cool.
So would you work with him again?
I work with Lil Baby again.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But see, that's the plan, though. QC Studios. They finna know my face in there, bro. Bro, that's where I'm finna be at. Like, real talk, bro.
Get in there and just work.
Yes, bro. Like, bro, I'm finna go down there, bro, until they hear me, bro. Like, real talk. Like,
pee
all
them,
bro.
Make them pay attention, bro.
Like, real talk, bro. Like, I ain't finna go down there to got, you know what I'm saying, to go down there to be with, like, Lil Baby now.
Yeah, it ain't got nothing to do with
I'm finna go down there, bro.
Let them see me.
Yes, bro. Like, bro, y'all, y'all finna see me, bro. I'm coming, bro. Yeah. And like, I got a brother in Atlanta, and I've been telling him, like, bro, I'm finna come for your city, bro.
Yo, what you gotta
not,
do, bro?
Not in a bad way or nothing, but, bro, y'all finna know me down there, mm-hmm. bro. Cause, bro, I'm tired of playing, bro. Like, real talk, bro. It's hot, bro. Like why it ain't up there yet, man? Like, straight up.
Look, hey, bro, you got it. Though. You got it. Yeah, just keep working, bro.
I ain't tripping, man. You feel me? I ain't tripping, bro.
All right. But before we drop this, with the action featuring Lil Baby, how can people find you?
Instagram, man, Scully_JME. My Facebook artist page, Scully. My Snapchat, Scully_24. Mm-hmm. My Twitter, Scully_JME. You feel me?
All right, man. Y'all just heard the first live interview with Scully. Here's his brand new single, With the Action, featuring Lil Baby. It's right here, 96.3, 104.5.
These niggas be lying, they ball capping. I been in the spot with the action. I used to sleep on a pallet. Graduated to a mattress. Go wherever I want, no Atlas. Smoking on sticky cactus. Blowing on stink, ass is strong. Get your ass burnt, ashes. I've been in the spot with the action. 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 Get what you want and get out of there. Get off my bag and get out of there. I've been in the spot with the action. I've been in the spot with the action. You already know where I'm at with him. Any joys, I'm stepping on next in him. Knew he was a bitch when I met with him. He been high cause I wanna wreck with him. Nick next victim with your hoe ass. In the club, she be watching me throw that. We be thugging, she posted a throwback. If I tell her let go, she gon' blow that. Fuck, I'm enough with the small jokes. That boy really pussy, all hoes. Smith and Wesson with the tall nose. Pennywise, yeah, they all flow. Remy in my cup and I'm leaning. I knew he was hating, I seen it. Your closest pilots be the greenest. They do anything when they fiending. Got the cameras out watching the doorway. And bro had just hit me like four plays. I'm always doing what I don't say. Been wearing this FIFA like 4 days. Telling me drop the price like no way. Got it all off the bud, ain't no yay. Got your ass bitch giving me four play. I'ma crash the spot and hit Doce. These niggas be lying, they ball capping. I been in the spot with the action. I used to sleep on a pallet. Graduated to a mattress. Go wherever I want, no Atlas. Smoking on sticky cactus. Blowing on stink, ass is strong. Get your ass burnt, ass is strong. I been in the spot with the action. 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 Get what you want and get out of there. Get off my bag and get out of there. I been in the spot with the action. I been in the spot with the action.
I made a 10 the hard way. We gun them down in broad day. I been in the spot with that action. Spot I was trapping. I get fly, I'm addicted to fashion. I'm a hustler, don't call me no rapper. Got a role in the movie, but don't do no acting. I'm riding in low-key, whenever the packing. Did that. I was in the hood in a Hellcat. Every now and then, I fuck a hood rat. 100 pound play, I'ma chill that. Beat a nigga bad with a wood bat. Wish I would've never would've did that. FN 5-7 blue tip. Big bank roll, all blue script.
These niggas be lying, they ball capping. I been in the spot with the action. I used to sleep on a pallet. Graduated to a mattress. Go wherever I want, no Atlas. Smoking on sticky cactus. Blowing on stink, ass is strong. Get your ass burnt, ashes. I've been in the spot with the 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 ashes. Get what you want and get out of there. Get off my bag and get out of there. I've been in the spot with the ashes. I've been in the spot with the ashes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.